Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The next STEM career professionals might be the kids who some people don't have a chance at a STEM career. Dan May is an assistant professor at Black Hills State University. He works to teach math skills to underserved kids. His Geek Speak lecture at Black Hills State is Thursday, September 6th at 4 p.m. Mountain in Jonas Hall, room 110. That talk is called Bridging the Gap, Diversity in the STEM Pipeline. And he joins us now from the studio in Spearfish. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
All right. Give us a little idea of where you, this program, the BEAM program, how you became involved in it.
I wish I had a good story for this, but it was sort of an internet search. You know, when I started my teaching career here at Black Hills State University, I met a biology professor who taught at a summer math program for biology students. And I started wondering, well, I wonder if there's something similar that I can do in mathematics. And I discovered the BEAM program and, you know, really found its sort of ethos very attractive. And so I've been really fortunate to be able to work with BEAM for the last five summers.
All right. This is the Bridge to Enter Advanced Mathematics program. How does it work exactly?
Yeah, well, so the BEAM students are basically sixth grade students who are nominated by teachers all across New York City from, you know, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Queens. In general, these students will have demonstrated financial need. So, you know, they perhaps might come from backgrounds where they don't have a lot of opportunity for mathematics enrichment. But these students definitely demonstrate creative work on their admissions challenge problems and demonstrate high levels of mathematical persistence in problem solving. So we really do get some capable students.
Give me an idea of why it matters in the sense of, you know, how these kids are showing up on the testing for math, you know, proficiency. What kind of statistics are there to show?
Lori. So I have some numbers here. You know, the National Assessment of Educational Progress is sometimes referred to as the nation's report card. And this is a congressionally mandated assessment of what students know. It's administered under the United States Department of Education. The number of eighth graders who score at the advanced level amongst those students who qualify for national school lunch programs is only 3%. And by the time these students who are eligible for school lunch programs reach the 12th grade, there are only 1% or fewer of them who score at the advanced level. Now, you know, it's important to point out that among all eighth graders, only 10% are scoring at the advanced level, and by the 12th grade, that number drops to 3%. So
what?
As it turns out, indeed. So, you know, no one is really doing that great. Programs like BEAM definitely help everyone, but students who come from underserved communities definitely, you know, can face other challenges as well.
Okay, so what's the problem in the sense that you know, we're not kind of cracking that code for mathematics? Is it that they're underserved and that people have kind of given up on them? The resources aren't there. I'm sure it's a complex challenge. But when you come into the classroom, what I'm wondering is how do you meet those sixth graders exactly where they're at when you don't know the big picture of what's going on in their school district, in their life, or for their future? How do you start the process?
Indeed. I will say, Lori, that, you know, I can't necessarily speak for BEAM officially. You know,
right.
I'm just speaking as someone who's had, you know, really I'm grateful to have had this opportunity to work with them for 5 years. But, you know, I guess some of the teaching lessons that I've learned and things that work with BEAM students and, in fact, with all students. I recently encountered this quote from Edward R. Murrow that, you know, he said that the real crucial link in international exchange is the last 3 feet, which is bridged by personal contact, one person talking to another. And something that I've learned about teaching through BEAM that I've certainly tried to bring back to my university teaching is that I think teaching is like this. I can read a lot and prepare a lot and write good problems and create good activities and think about group dynamics and student backgrounds and all of these things. And like you point out, in many cases, both at BEAM and in the university classroom, I don't know where
right.
these students are coming from. But as it turns out, building relationship, building trust, giving students agency in the process, these are all, I would say, concepts and principles that I've strengthened through my work at BEAM and tried to bring back to my university teaching.
So I used to teach writing in the schools a lot, not at the level that you're doing, but frequently enough to where, as a teaching artist, I often thought my job was to simply to come in and undo that little voice that somebody somewhere told them they were bad at this, and now they're afraid to write something because they might spell something wrong or whatever. So we would, one of the first things was to throw all those rules, out the window and say, we're not concerned with that. We'll get to that on day four. But right now I just want to hear what you have to say. Do you find that there are universal things in mathematics where, a student, whether at the university level or through BEAM, is intimidated, I can't do math, or these kids who are they're kind of into it and they're just ready to go to the next level?
By and large, the BEAM students are into it and ready to go to the next level.
Yeah.
These are students who come with a high level of enthusiasm for mathematics. I think that in general, in other contexts, some of the university teaching I do, for example, I see some of the issues that you might have pointed out, students coming in with baggage, maybe feeling like they can't do math. But my experience with the BEAM students is that they are very capable, and I learn as much from them as as it goes the other way.
What do you bring back to your work at Black Hills State then that you every once in a while say, hey, I think I really developed that through my work with these kids?
Definitely. Something came up actually in my class this morning, just like 10 minutes ago, actually. one of the things I like about the BEAM program is that all of the students, all the faculty members, and the instructors at BEAM are university teachers and high school teachers and PhD candidates and undergraduate majors in mathematics. So the diversity among the staff at BEAM is truly something special, as an educator and as a mathematics academic, I can sometimes feel a little bit cloistered, so it's nice to work with folks across a broad spectrum like that. But that community feel that we have includes eating meals together. And so, one morning at breakfast, there's a little anecdote that I might recall, if that's all right, Lori.
Yeah, please.
One morning at breakfast, one of the BEAM students named Kathy sort of asked the table, what is your favorite weird math thing? This is the way BEAM students talk. They want to know what's your favorite weird math thing? Because, they're excited about math before they even reach our program. And, folks chatted around a little bit, and a middle school teacher named Claire pointed out that, she was really excited about this concept of the decimal number 0.9999999, repeating. So 0 point followed by an infinite string of nines. And, we have some conversation about whether or not this object that I've just described is equal to the number one or not. And at some point, a student named Jazz, is insisting, well, no, this number 0.9 repeating has to be less than one. And Michaela instantly responds, by how much? and this is really the perfect answer to this question,
right?
Because it demonstrates sort of an understanding. And so the reason that I'm relating the story is because this exact question came up in my pre-college algebra level class that I was teaching this morning. A student asked me, if the number 3.9 repeating forever could be used as a proxy for the number 4. And so I find these moments of synergy where the conversation that I might have had at BEAM comes up in my university classes. I try to, I definitely take joy in these moments.
Yeah, it's all right there in front of you at that moment. The Geek Speak lecture is coming up, Bridging the Gap, Diversity in the STEM Pipeline. It's Thursday, September 6th at Black Hills State University. You can find 4 p.m. Mountain Time in Jonas Hall. And Dr. Dan May will kind of go over some of that experience with BEAM and some local efforts, the Black Hills Math Circle. Come learn more about it there. Hey, Dr. May, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, Lori. I appreciate your time.